My name is Doris Hamm. My doctor asked me a couple of times to come here, and I didn't think it was a good idea. Well, I didn't think I was ready. I didn't really know much about this building because I thought it was more or less somewhere where people came and, you know, were terribly ill and perhaps were in here, in beds and things. And I was so surprised when I came. All the different rooms I was shown round, and I couldn't believe that it was so involved. I've got heart failure. Then I've got cancer on my nose. My heart trouble's been a few years, but had an operation last September on my nose. It didn't cure it, obviously. It's moving again. And now it's on my lungs as well. But I'm all right. I'm all right in myself. I don't feel ill or anything. Just lack of breath, really. You know, it's fine while you're sitting, but when you stand to do anything, it's not so good. When I sit down, I feel I can do anything. I'm a fairly strong person, but I've got a husband who isn't. So I've spent most of my time bolstering him up quite honestly and not really thinking about myself. I just think, get on with it, really. But he's, you know, he worries to death, really. I've got three daughters. They've all had to face up to it. And that finally encouraged me to come, really. I came here the first time in the middle of May. My nurse is Ross, and she spent a lot of time with me, straining my mind about finally, quite honestly, dying. It's talking to somebody outside the family who would explain things to you and suggest things to you. She's talked me through a lot of stuff, got me to do power of attorney and all that sort of thing. Just sorted my mind out, really, and made me think about what will happen, although I'm not letting it happen for a long time. It means a lot to me here, actually, because they care about us. Oh, they're just marvellous, really. They're just marvellous. Support them, please. Support them. They need it.